Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This is Carl and Linda Bott, teammates. And you're joining us on the 16th of March. People say, why do you always say what the day is? And that's because I have notes, and if I don't look down and see what day it is, who knows where we'll go from there. Joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
How you feeling today, Frosty?
Good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was busy, but good.
Good, right on.
Good, yeah. Got a big day today. Got a big day planned. Did you stay out of trouble?
I tried to.
Okay, well, yeah, that's good. At least you tried this time. It wasn't you they caught. No, it wasn't. Okay. Linda, soulmate.
Well, our weekend was stacked, and we want to congratulate, first of all of those who submitted films and photography to the Sundial Film Festival. We attended Friday night's event, and number one, to have the idea and bring it to fruition takes a huge team, and congratulations. And also to writer and director of Reading Native, Jesse Roston. We had him on
the other day.
I call him Rusty. It's Roston, okay?
It's right here. He was sitting right there.
He claimed the prize of $1,000 for the weekend Sundial Film Festival's Cascade film that he created, he and his wife, actually, because they're husband-wife team, too.
Yeah.
And the movie was called Cart.
Now, it's kind of hard to explain what that thing's about, but let me put it this way. Once you see this film, you will never look at a shopping cart the same way. And, in fact, on the way home, we saw one on the street. Linda insisted on stopping, picking it up, taking it home. We let it sleep in the guest bedroom. We fed it breakfast the next morning and set it off.
Next time you go grocery shopping, you'll thank you so much for your service.
That's right. You know what? And people are going, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, if you get a chance to see Cart, and it's shown again, please do. Saturday night, we went to the Fiesta d'Italia that Lou and Kathleen White put on. Let me tell you something. That was one heck of a party.
Well, there's other people helping them, of course. But you, wow. Let me tell you something. If you have not been there, you have missed the boat. And next year, we'll talk about it early because hopefully, you know, you get tickets because, I mean, the food was just outstanding.
You start off by walking through. We sat at Facero Hall, and there's two bodyguards.
But no noses.
Yeah.
Called Guido and Giuseppe.
Welcome. So then you walk.
Wait a minute. But then they search you. You know, hey. Are you kidding? Huh?
But Lou White and his band, he's playing All One's a Wonderful Italian. Da, 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 da,
oh,
da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just wonderful. We had a great night, lots of people there, and thank you so much for a terrific evening once again and for honoring our veterans.
That's right. And the other thing, too, that was a big thing, honoring the veterans. But also, you know, we had other things going. We had, you know, they had a number of dinners going on over the weekend to help our fellow Reading people. And, you know, our citizens that are going through some trials and tribulations. And, again, North State, you come through as usual.
Coming up, we have a very special guest, as promised.
Hey, you know what? When we spread out, we spread out. This is Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back, North State, to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bottom, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street, bankruptcies, divorces, criminal courts. Rob's got a great reputation. He deserves it. You need help? You need a man to fight for you? Go to Rob Logan. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
What's up, CD?
Kind of wet today, isn't it?
Well, yep. You know what? That's good because...
Oh, yeah, that's great.
We need this because, you know, when they start stealing the water.
Well, we need all we can get, you know?
That's it. What's up, CD?
When August comes, we'll be thinking of this good water we have now. I want to talk about the Fix 5 plan that the state has. You guys familiar with that?
Yes, we've read about it.
Okay. The idea that they're going to charge the property owners along the freeway is totally ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And I can't see how on earth they're going to even get enough money to do that kind of a thing to work on I-5. And it was my thoughts that the interstates were the responsibility of the state and the federal government.
Imagine that. Because they built it and it says someplace that they've got to take care of them? I think that this Fix 5, as they're saying, is that we're using, because locals use the interstates, you know, as much or more, that we need to help put money into that. But it's kind of a strange time for it to come out, huh?
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little bit unfair to just hit the property taxes along that freeway there?
I do.
You know, some of the guys may never use the freeway.
I agree with you completely. I don't, you know, this idea that comes up is just another way to pull money out of our pockets.
Yeah, every day they're inventing a new program.
You know, Obama says, hey, I'm giving everybody a tax break, you know, and I'm going to give money back, you know, including people that don't even pay taxes. So it means that, you know, those of us that do pay taxes are, you know, helping each other out. We're redistributing that. But then in the state of California, then is putting enough taxes on it that wipes that out completely by twice. And then now we're getting to pay for the I-5. Come on.
Well, Carl, anytime they're talking about giving something away, it's not their money.
No.
It's somebody else's money they're giving away.
And that's the thing that people need to understand is that when you receive something that you didn't pay for, guess what? It's coming from somebody. I mean, it's not the Chinese aren't loaning it to us because they love us. Hey, we got to run here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Saturday night, and you are on.
Morning.
Ramona.
Yes, Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you enjoyed the fiesta. You didn't name what the purpose of the whole thing was for. You enjoyed the food and the drink, and you're going to be there next year. What was the purpose of putting on the whole thing?
To name Italian of the Year.
And we forgot.
Yeah, but
forgot.
You didn't say that.
You know what?
Say who it was.
I have it written right here, and you know you're absolutely right because
yes,
we talked about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, why don't you... Okay.
Well, I guess we upset Ramona. Anyway, the Italian of the Year, which was the reason for, and they've
yes.
been doing this for 30 years.
Yes.
Last year, of course, was Mr. Tomei. And this year was...
Do-do-do-do!
Rick Bassetti. Italian of the Year here in Reading.
Isn't that fabulous? And his wife, she was
beautiful daughter.
Beautiful and serving. And there were so many people there. There were so many local dignitaries serving that evening.
Yeah, Rick was serving. Yeah. In fact, you know, hey, Rick, a little more pasta over here. You know,
yeah.
It's nice to have
yeah.
the mayor wait on your
yeah.
table.
Thank
you, know?
You for reminding us, Ramona. That's right.
You know, you're absolutely right, because we had it written down saying, you know, this is the reason we have to talk about it. But we're just, you know, in a state
Monday
of
morning fog.
Monday morning high hover. We're sorry. Anyway, but hey, Rick, congratulations. That's what it was for. And what a great time. And what a great party. Now, our guest today is Mr. Dwight Bailey. Now, Mr. Bailey used to be the chair of the Libertarian Party here in the county of Shasta, and since is now just a member. And we have another gentleman on today. His name is Kent Kinsley, who ran against Wally Herger. And, Kent, are you in there too?
I sure am. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Now, a lot of people aren't really sure exactly what the Libertarian Party stands for, and that's what we want you to have on here. That's why we wanted to have you on, so we could talk a little bit about the Libertarian Party.
Well, we stand for freedom and liberty and the least amount of government, and unlike what a lot of the Republicans are doing, we don't have any pet programs. We don't say make exceptions for specific programs that we think are that we may even like the program, but we are so based in the Constitution and the original intent of the Constitution, which is to leave things up to the states and small government, that we don't have any pet programs that we say, well, we ought to not have big government, but we ought to make an exception for this. We ought to not have big government, but these people need the money. We don't make those exceptions.
Okay, that's something that I think you all have said is that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives. And have the right to live in whatever manner they choose as long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal right of others to live in whatever manner they choose.
Yes, that's right.
That's true. Our basic philosophy is my rights stop when yours begin and your rights stop when mine begin.
Okay. So is that all laws or what? I mean, does that mean that we do away with a lot of the laws?
Go, Ken.
The definition would be if the law, we would need to have a law if somebody was causing any harm to somebody else's person or property. But if they're not causing harm to another person's person or property, then we don't need the law.
And what about letting dogs run loose? Is that a law? You need a law for that?
If the dog is causing harm to someone else's person or property,
you would.
We would.
Okay.
But if the dog is running loose and the dog has not caused harm to anybody else's person or property, then let the dog run loose. The dog hasn't causing anybody any problem.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, and we have our representatives from the Libertarian Party. And it's what we're trying to do. We're expanding out. We want to try and get all of Shasta County and the North State, get everybody's viewpoints in here. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, North State, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium, greatest walk-in humidor, Espresso Joe's, best place to get coffee, okay. Joel and Shelly. Got to go down and visit them. I think Dwight's saying, yeah.
Great Americans.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question for you, Mr. Bailey.
Yes.
Our head of the local libertarian group here. When did you decide at which point in your life that I can't get on the Republican side, I can't get on the Democratic side, I am now going to put my ex in a libertarian box?
I think I decided to do it years ago because it sounded like a good idea. But the Libertarian Party grew out of what was the Republican Party, and it grew out of it when Barry Goldwater in about 1964 recognized that Republicans were doing things to stay elected that weren't Republican. He pointed out that when Republicans brought us insurance premiums based on actuaries, that's not Republican. That's not free market enterprise system, but that's what they had to do to try to get some leverage. And he recognized that there was a need for people to actually believe and to do the things that the Republican Party actually thought. That was the foundation and the basis of the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Let's go to the phones.
Bill, good morning. Bill, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey,
yeah,
we're fine, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Okay, yeah. I almost voted for the Libertarian Party this time. And the only reason that which I hadn't voted Libertarian before, and the only reason I stopped was because of Sarah Palin, and I thought maybe, she might have something that could turn this thing around.
Yeah.
But when I'm finding out, the two-party system's not working, they say you're going to throw your vote away, and I'm 67. I'm beginning to believe more and more that we're throwing our vote away now. And what we need is somebody, I believe the mafia, the reason you don't hear of them anymore is because they went to Washington, because easier to steal from the people, everybody, than just the corner store.
Yeah.
Having said that, somebody needs to be in there. Everybody will work against them. They'll fight them. They'll be in there all alone. But what they need to do is start vetoing.
Yeah.
Stopping the madness.
Well,
if they stop the madness, their party will start to grow, because we desperately need somebody to stop the madness.
Well, we have a person that's in Congress. He's not a libertarian, but he's a libertarian-leaning person, which is Ron Paul, and he's called Dr. No, and he pretty much votes no on everything. He is a registered Republican, because we know he's got to do that to win, but he in the past did run as a libertarian candidate, and most of us libertarians wholeheartedly supported him when he was running as a Republican. Hey, and he says no on everything.
Hey, Bill, thanks for your phone call.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I'm calling about just basically a libertarian idea of our local governments anyway, and the state governments. I went back to Oklahoma a year or so ago and built my daughter and son-in-law a complete house. In fact, there's no such thing as a building permit or a building inspector, because it's your land. You can do what you want to.
Yeah.
Here in California, you got to get a permit to change your toilet paper almost. Is that an interference of our fight for freedom?
Well, first of all, you got to realize the building permits are not for you. They're for the next owner of that house, when you have to get that. They're looking at trying to make something that's going to be built for the last 20 years. And in areas like Oklahoma, maybe they don't feel that.
Homes all over Oklahoma, and they don't seem to have a problem with it out there. And they're beautiful homes out there in Oklahoma.
I do see in our local area, we've got a situation where maybe there's more building permits within the city of Redding than there are the county. And that I'm not supporting the fact that the building permits are good. I'm just saying that I would like to see the county have more infrastructure and more ability. If I build in the county, I'd like to see my dollar go as far as if I built in the city of Reading, where I don't have the taxes and the permits.
And Ron, one of the things I've noticed, Ron, this is a good question, is the cost of startups. Where, I mean, the amount of money it costs to do some things here with these building permits are thousands and thousands of dollars that add on to the price of the home.
And that money's not going to people
who
are working construction.
Well, I'm speaking by personal experience. I'm building just a little Quonset storage shed, and I had a building inspector. I have a no trespassing sign and a closed gate, which is illegal for anybody to pass without a court order.
Uh-huh.
He came into my home, drove right past my house, went back and looked at my barn, and he drove back, and I was out in the driveway by then. He says, "You have a permit for this?" I says, "I got my own permit, and you're on private property, and you're trespassing." And I told him not to come back. I says, "Hey, this is my own private property. You have no right to come on here."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, I'm the chief building inspector." I said, "I don't care who you are. This is private property. Yeah. We're not
individual rights.
Right. You're a public servant. I'm a private citizen.
Hey,
they're two different things."
Yeah. Hey, Ron, we're going to have to take a hard break here, but thanks for calling.
Thank
but you're
you.
Right. You know what? Individual freedoms, and that's what we stand for here.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You know what? It is individual freedoms. That's what counts. And we've got people on the line. Luigi will be getting to you as
Hang
soon as
on.
We get back from the commercial. 1400, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Home helpers, trusted staff, helps the elderly, new moms, recovering patients in their homes. If you're looking for someone that needs help and to be taken care of, call Home Helpers, 226-8350.
I'd like to make a quick announcement that people that were expecting to hear Greg Mann today, we're talking about our taxpayers' revolt, and we switched this last week. We had to switch last week.
Teabag guy.
The teabag. You know, well, it's not only just, but it's they're going to talk about like a Boston Tea Party. Greg's going to be on Wednesday.
Yep.
Greg's going to be on Wednesday, and we've got that show for that because there's a lot of people talking about tax revolts. We're starting to see it, and it's a grassroots movement.
Right.
And, you know, and why do you think this is happening? Well, it's happening because people of all parties, Republican, Democrat, and Libertarian, you know, American movement, whatever it is, are saying enough is enough.
And
but first,
speaking of movement, Luigi!
Luigi, good morning!
Hey! What's going on?
You are!
That's good.
You know me in my day job as Lou White.
Oh, Lou! Hey, Lou! Lou, what a great time you all provided!
You were so good!
Hey, you know the best part of the evening for me when I was there on Saturday?
What?
This big Marine guy, he brings up this pretty girl to the stage and he says, "Here, you make her sing." And who was that girl?
Well, that was my soulmate, Linda Bott, was up singing.
Oh, you are so
was
sweet.
Linda? Get out of here.
Yeah, she's that old gold digger
came
right out.
Oh, yeah, the wine was flowing, the food was fabulous, and your darling wife, Kathleen, what a hostess. And thank you for Ramona for throwing some cold water on our foggy head, because it really was all about celebrating the Italian of the year.
That's right, Rick Bassetti. And I tell you what a nice family Rick has. And like I said, their whole family was helping out. It was great.
Well, thanks for bringing all those Marines, and I guess there was an Army person there, but the Marines were the important one, I think.
Hey,
no,
Carl,
they're all important.
Carl just swore her in at our house. We had a ceremony last night. We're talking about Charlie Thompson, and so
swore Charlie in back in the National Guard.
Yep.
So she
it's official.
She wrote her check, put her life on the line.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
But Lou, we hope to see you soon, and what a great party! Count us in next year, and everybody next year you got to go to this party.
Okay.
Right. Hey,
see you later.
Thanks, Lou.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go
Lou
back to the Libertarians. All right, now. One of the things we talked about is how the Libertarian Party does not believe in getting conflicts outside the, or at least that's it says on your websites. They don't believe in getting in conflicts outside the United States.
I, for one, don't want to see any more wars, but there are Libertarians that do think we have to defend ourselves and going outside the borders is. But I'm going to let Kent refer to this one.
I think that there's right now at this time, especially with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, if we look at those wars, the question is, I understand why we went in, but why are we still there? Why do we need to continue to occupy Iraq? I think the libertarians, as libertarians, we would love to see the troops come home. We don't think that they need to stay there.
Well, you know what? It's I can understand there's a lot of people feel that way. But we, as far as what I've seen, is we're at that point that if right now if we pull it out, it can fall. And the fact is that President Obama says he's going to pull the troops out by 2010, or most of them, and leave it in there. I think that may be a prudent way of doing it. But the fact of how we got in there is something that we could always talk about. Anyway, okay, now what about, okay, Linda.
Go ahead.
What about troops along the border? How do you feel about that? How does the Libertarian Party feel about defending our borders to the south and to the north?
I'm going to start by saying that on people, aliens coming across the border, immigration is only one small aspect of free trade. Carl, you and I, if we could go to Mexico and open up a business, we could do quite well. The fact is, we cannot. And I think when you look at immigration or the border issue only on people coming across the border, I think you've missed the whole boat, and I think that's what you want to do. But I know Ken has some different views on this. I'll let Ken explain.
Oh, well, I actually, as far as I'm concerned, especially I did run for Congress in 2006, and my position was is that we do need to protect our borders. Then a major reason for that is because I do not believe that we should be fighting wars outside the U.S., but we should be protecting our borders. I would like to make, I'd like to see America be the most prosperous gated community in the world.
Well, you know what? There's
gated. I like that.
A gated community. You want to come into our country? Please ask, and we will make sure
absolutely.
That you.
Yeah, you got to have a pass, and the pass has got cha-ching on it.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing too about it is that you're absolutely right. Is that the rules and the regulations that the government of Mexico has for people immigrating to their country to start businesses or just to live there are horrendous, and we don't have anything close to that.
Now we have a caller, and on this call, the comments. Our National Fix a Leak Week. I'm not sure if we're going to go to our caller. We're not sure. Wait. If he's a plumber or if he's talking about the major seepage in our government.
Okay.
Ken.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. This is Ken at the Owner Builder.
Okay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Do you know that this is National Fix a Leak Week with the U.S. EPA?
No, we didn't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, all this week. And I mean, water's a big problem, and it's a very precious commodity.
Uh-huh.
And so what they're calling for is people, if you got leaks in your faucets or you got a bad toilet or maybe you got a pool with a crack in it or something like that, hey, find out. Do you know how to check your meter to find out if you have a leak? I'm going to make myself available for Shasta County. If you need help for it, give me a call at the office, 246-9426. You got to get hooked up with a plumber. We got those guys out there for you. But if you want to save some money by doing it yourself, there's some simple tests you can do. Just give a call.
Great. Well, all right.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Okay. It'd be great if fixing our problems in Washington was easy. We just call a plumber.
Yeah, wouldn't we just like super glue the leakage?
Yeah, that, you know, when you start talking about seepage and sewers, I'm sorry. D.C. used to be a swamp.
Didn't we just hear that the AIG people are now saying, oh, guess what? We are going to let you have those
bonuses.
Super duper bingo bonuses.
$160 million went to bonuses to not only here but also in other countries.
Because of a contract, I think after they went where they should have started all over. Why are they honoring old contracts? Sorry, sidebar there.
Well,
right, and the libertarian position would be that we should not bail out these companies. Go ahead, let them fail. These people made these investments; they were bad investments. You know, and that's part of an investment. There's a choice. There's a risk there. And now we're coming into a new type of economy where rich people can make investments, and the backs of the working tax-paying citizens, the working-class people, are now backing those investments when they make bad choices.
Well, you know, we're now all stockholders in Citibank, in AIG. We're all, I mean, you know, I didn't want to invest in those places, but obviously we have.
AIG backs the Congress's pension plan. That's why they get the money. You look at it, each one of your senators and congressmen there have got maybe $500,000 tied up in AIG. They're not going to fail.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Thank you for that.
Congress has a great retirement plan. They didn't even use the same, you know, I think it's changed now. They had a different medical plan, medical insurance, and all that stuff was different. I mean, you know, hey, it's a great deal being a congressman and a senator.
Hey, 221-1402, if you have any questions regarding anything with the Libertarian Party, we have the experts on. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, North State, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Finest selection of jewelry. The finest gemologist in the North State. Only on-premise watch repairman in the North State. Good prices, excellent quality. Go visit them. Oh, and by the way, do you ever, I mean, we run commercials for so many things, but to run a commercial for our show, in our show, I don't quite understand that. It's kind of maybe a computer thing. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Mary.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so thankful for this show, and I don't care if you run commercials for your own show or not. I will listen. Okay?
I mean, I know who we are.
We have nothing to say about that.
No, but I want to talk about Social Security.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know if there's any kind of bailout or package, anything down the road to pay back what Clinton did when he went to China.
Well, you know, that's a good point because, you know, at one time Social Security had all the money in there, and they started chipping away and using it for all these other programs.
I know, and I'm now drawing on that, and I've worked all my life for it. I'm almost 70.
Well,
and I really need to know what's down the road just a little ways because I got to make plans because I don't plan on giving up my independence.
It's just a tragedy that that whole thing was put into place and that so many people were tricked into getting that payroll tax and paying into that because 30, 40 years from now, they are going to have to do something, and it's going to be a problem.
30 or 40 years from now?
Yeah, it's not right now, but you know, we're getting to that tipping point, and I've seen different things about when it's going to tip into the fact that some and you know, another 10 or 15 years that it's going to be is the money coming in is not going to cover the money going out, plus the other things that happen to it.
Well, it isn't even functioning now because they won't answer any questions when you call for a hearing. They just put you on the spot.
Well, you know, here's some things that before we start giving all this money, $900 billion or $1 million, to the Palestinians to rebuild their infrastructure, maybe we ought to take a look at rebuilding our infrastructure and taking some look at, you know, like we would our own families, before we give money away to other organizations or people, we take care of our own first. And, you know, what the hell is going on up there?
That's all I ask is, what the hell is going on up there?
Well, good. You know what?
That's all I want to know.
It's going to take a few of us, Mary, but we can get that changed.
Well, you tell me where the line forms. I'll be ahead of it.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
I think Social Security is a system that is helplessly broken right now. And right now, part of the bailout of the automotive industry is centered around the fact that Toyota has basically told some of the manufacturers that you have people that have worked for your company since they were 17 years old. They've got 40 years of service. You can't afford that retirement. And as such, that's what we're bailing out as the retirement system. I would like to see our present administration take on and actually say, if they're going to bail out retirement for an industry, let's go ahead and nationalize retirement. Allow me to participate in that sort of thing. Let me, as a business owner, participate in the same system, independent of Social Security. I don't see a way to fix the Social Security problem because we paid for the Vietnam War with that, and we still have people drawing pensions on that from that war.
Yeah. Okay, Henry, you're up.
Yeah, Carl, how are you today?
We're doing good, Henry.
Well, I'm going to go back fishing in Mexico at the end of the month. You want to go?
Well, can you smuggle me across the border, and can I get free education and free medical down there?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, okay.
You bet.
What kind of card does he have to show?
I don't show any.
Yeah, okay. What you got, Henry?
I just go up and I hit the green light and go.
What you have, Henry?
Anyway, I wanted to address the gentleman you have with you there. Libertarianism, I agree with like 90%. He did make a comment about the wars around the world, but he should realize that it's better over there than over here. And I think anybody that's been there knows that.
I agree, but I'm already against the next war.
Well, I agree with you to a point, but But by the same token, there are times you have to stand on your 2 feet and fight.
That's what I say. We are divided on that issue of the war. We have a number of libertarian websites that are definitely very aggressive in nature to the opponent. And I have to just state my personal view on that.
Absolutely.
Well, the thing that you, I would like to see you get elected. I really would. But what I think you need to do is to come up with more money. Libertarianism has been around a long time, but they've never really had a chance because they didn't have the financial backing to get in there and compete with the Democrats and Republicans. And that's something I think you ought to work on.
Well, the way that the people who run for office get money is they get money from corporations like AIG, and then they go around and they pass bills to give them their money back. All these corporations are basically funding these politicians, and then they're actually creating laws that are helping them in that way. And thus, we as libertarians, if they don't think we can get elected, they're not going to give us any money. And certainly, if they did give us any money, we are the party of principle. We would not take it.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Henry, you got to take a break, but thanks so much for your call. And call us again before you head south.
Okie doke.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking about libertarianism. Can you say that in one word? Okay, this is News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's libertarian time. That's right. And if you're interested about it, go to www.ca.lp.org. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, 2655 Park Marina Drive. Go see Dan and Julia, the best in photography.
Hey, we'd like to thank Dwight and Kent for being on the show today, and we've got some more questions here. We've got just a few minutes, so let's be quick. Sue Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Some of us have just felt like that the Founding Fathers' principles have totally been forgotten by this country. So we've printed up mailing labels that we're putting on all our mail, letters, bills, packages, anything we send out. We put them on the front. We put them on the back. Hopefully that some of these principles will be noticed. For instance, to compel a man to subsidize with his taxes a propagation of ideas which he disbelieves and abhors is cynical and tyrannical. That's from Thomas Jefferson, and we've got about 36 of these. And another thing that we're doing...
So how do people get those, Sue Ann?
We've made our own stationery with a copy of a tea bag up in the corner, and we've got letters going to Congress and the White House with those, with letters with a tea bag imprinted up in the corner.
Well, Sue Ann, you know, on Wednesday we're having our tax revolution man, Greg Mann, will be in on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about a lot of these. So, you know, different ways of showing our displeasure and what's going on.
You bet. Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ruth.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay. I want to answer Carl about his $9 million to Palestine.
$900.
You know, Carl, it was the Americans and the English that made that country. Not Palestine,
right.
The Zionists in Israel. The Jews were allowed to live in Palestine. It was not a barren land. It was occupied by people.
Yes.
And we gave them everything they needed, and we still are giving them everything they needed all these years. And if it was a child living at home who was still taken from mom and dad that much, I bet they would have been booted a long time ago. Israel is not a friend of ours. They have never done anything that we wanted them to do. It was always them that got what they wanted, and they're still getting money by buckets.
Well, and along with many other countries in the world that we should maybe start looking inward instead of outward, Ruth, which is what I think you're saying.
It definitely is. But what I'm saying is don't put it on the Palestinians.
Here's what I'm putting it on is I'm putting it on the government, our government, for doing that instead of taking care of our own. That's,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and whether it's Palestinians, Israelis, or, Croatians or anybody else, you know, let's take a look at what's going on at home before we start spreading it everywhere else.
For sure. You walk along the street and see all these people out begging for money. It's sad. It is sad.
And, you know, again, we take care of our own. And that's the way you make somebody stronger. And then the people that come in our country should be able to somebody that will give a big addition to our country and not be a detraction to our country.
Exactly.
Okay, Ruth, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh. It's a big
one comment I'd like to make is that I know that a lot of people are wondering, well, why we need to have people in Iraq. But isn't us spending $500 billion a year in Iraq, aren't we trying to help the Iraqi people? And should we be helping? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't it very close to just? And that's a huge amount of money.
It is, and it's, you know, what I am saying about that is that it's time for this thing to wind down. Now, Afghanistan, they're ramping it up. Now, what's the plan for Afghanistan? I mean, you know, people that know me, I've spent my whole life fighting in these little wars in places that, you know, all over the world. I'm not questioning the fact that we need to do certain things. I'm just questioning the fact is when we go into some place, we ought to have a damn good idea what we're getting into and then how to get out of it. Okay. Thank you very much. And, gosh, we've got 1 minute left. And, Karen, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, just wanted to tell you in response to the lady that just called, I think everybody better take a deep breath and realize that Israel provides a buffer between us and the only buffer between us and all of the Middle East that hate us. And we better give them a little gratitude and thanks. And I am so glad they're there, and I hope they continue for years to come.
There you go, Karen.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, don't you just love the passion is flowing? It's Monday morning, and everybody's awake.
That's right. Okay, now we start, you know, we could have asked 1,000 other things for our libertarian guests, but, you know, it's just a start, and we've got a lot more shows. Now, this week, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how Madoff stole $50 billion, and Wednesday is tax revolt, and, of course, Thursday is PETA, and so getting ready for PETA, I'm going out squirrel shooting. As soon as the show's over, I'm heading north. Just remember, Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I paid my way to college.